Okay, so Parashas Nitzavim says, Perek Lamech, Pasuk Aleph Gimel. Right. Avayu Alecha Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila HaBracha VeHaKlala. So what's happened to Klal Yisrael is not only bracha, but also klala. So assumingly this is going on what we just read last week. So you have all this tochacha and everything else, although it mentions klala, so maybe it's the arurs. But it sounds like bad stuff. Asher nasati lefanecha, v'ashevosa elevavecha. So that, what do you mean, what's v'ashevosa elevavecha? Sounds like it's not a question of tshuva as much as it is taking to heart. So you've now taken to heart all of those things. V'chol ha-goyim asher yidicha, amongst the goyim that you've been spread out over there, v'shavta ad Hashem aleikecha, and you return unto Hashem, v'shamata v'koyloi, so there's apparently some kind of tshuva movement, but it's interesting that the pasuk makes it sound like the tshuva movement is in response to something, right?
Well, it's a catalyst. There's obviously something causing it.
Right. So what caused it? It sounds like disaster caused it, right?
Or last week's parsha.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not like things are going great, and everyone says, "Oy vey, we must do tshuva." It's that the klal has happened, and then there's disaster, and then Klal Yisrael returns based on that. Is that a fair reading? Is that how you would read the pasuk? That's kind of an important starting point. After these things have happened to you, now it does mention bracha first, but then it says klala.
Implying that they will happen.
Okay, fair enough. Right?
So if it was all about, admonishing them, it wouldn't say anything about bracha. It would just go straight to klal.
Yeah.
Why add bracha in there if it says, you know, if you don't do X, Y, Z, you're going to get smacked around with this, that, and the next thing.
So does it mean like the end of days? Like you've been through periods of bracha, but then you went through periods of klala?
Yeah, maybe it's trying to be optimistic that you're not going to just be getting the bad stuff.
What's the tshuva in response for? Two. So it sounds like, so after bracha comes, then there's tshuva. You must get tshuva yavah, maybe. Interesting. So then after Klal Yisrael returns to Hashem, and of course he uses the word ad Hashem, which one may interpret as there's an ad velo ad bichlal, meaning there may be a certain, maybe the tshuva is not going that far. But v'shav Hashem alekecha shavuscha v'richamecha, then there's going to be this return of the exiles, v'shav v'kibetz l'chol amim, so that the ingathering of the exiles. Okay, so that's the background. That's the pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he's calling Neviim kulan tivah l'tshuva. All of the Neviim, interesting. All of them. Who says all the Neviim did that? The Rambam is saying yes. All of the Neviim admonished Klal Yisrael. And then he says, what?
He said, "Who said all
the
Neviim?"
What? Who says?
Who says?
Okay, they're wrong. Fair enough. And Klal Yisrael is only going to be redeemed with tshuva. So that's also an important, interesting point. And the Torah has already promised that at the end of Galus, Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva umiyad hei nigalin and immediately be redeemed. Shenemar. What pasuk do you think he quotes? So what's the Rambam saying? So number one, all of the Neviim had the job of giving tochacha, of giving musar, whatever, but trying to get Klal Yisrael to tshuva, number one. Okay, fair enough, right? I don't think we have a problem with that. Ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva does sound surprising, that the Rambam is definitively saying Klal Yisrael is only going to be redeemed through tshuva.
Isn't there a concept that at some point we're going to be saved even if we're not deserving?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to guess what we're going to do. So the Rambam writes, Klal Yisrael is only going to redeem the tshuva. And then he says, number three, that the Torah has promised that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. So it's interesting, right? So it's like, okay, it's going to take tshuva, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen.
Well, it could be that after they get redeemed, they do the tshuva.
The Torah says, it doesn't have to be the tshuva. And immediately, it sounds like afterwards, they'll be redeemed.
Because of the
tshuva. Right? And then the pasuk that he quotes is from this week's parasha, Vayoki Avoyu Alecha Kol HaDvarim V'Shavta. So he's clearly learning those psukim to mean that in response to something, so Klal Yisrael is going to do this tshuva and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, one second. It's pretty telling by this Rambam. That's all he quotes here. Okay, in any case. So everybody, what's the kasha? Well, it's not kasha. What does everyone want to know in the Rambam? Everyone always asks in the Rambam, so where did the Rambam get it from? Because Rambam never quotes his sources. So the first and foremost job of all the Nosei Kelim is to figure out where the Rambam got it from. So we're going to talk about that in 1 minute. I just want to throw out a har over there because I want to get Avrami mad. The Minchas Chinuch... Right, because I'll be getting you mad, exactly. So the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Dalet famously discusses Tshuva. And there he makes his comment that the Rambam, when he begins Hilchos Tshuva, says, Kishe Yaseh Tshuva is a mitzvah to be misvadeh. So the Rambam seems to say, and that's certainly the way the Minchas Chinuch interpreted it, that there's not a mitzvah per se of tshuva, but when a person decides he wants to do tshuva, the mitzvah is to confess. And so that's what the Minchas Chinuch says and takes that very seriously. Others disagreed with him. But the Minchas Chinuch takes it very seriously, and he claims that the Rambam holds there's no independent mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah is when a person wants to tshuva, there's a mitzvah of vidui.
It's an umbrella. It's all the different components of tshuva. It doesn't have to be just one...
Right, but it's what we would want the Rambam to say is when a person does an Aveira, he's chayav to tshuva. Now, when he does tshuva.
What I want the Rambam to say and not say is all bets are off.
What one would expect the Rambam to say. So, from that, anyway.
I'm sure if we all sit down and learn the Rambam through, he probably chaylik on himself three times in between those
things. Well, the Rambam says in Yom Kippur there's a chayav tshuva. That he does say.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's the Minchas Chinuch. Then, of course, the Ramban is the one that says that famous pasuk that in my Elisha, he used to have one of these stuffed Torahs. So he used to love the tag. So the Torah would be upside down, and the tag, and the Torah, he would brush against his lips. That was his favorite thing to do. So it used to be my favorite joke was to say, Ki karov hadavar ma'od beficha. That's talking about the Torah, right? The Torah is very close to your lips. The Ramban does not understand that pasuk that way. The Ramban understands the pasuk to be referring to tshuva. So he says that all of the psukim over there are referring to tshuva. The Rambam is learning that it's all a havtacha. It's a promise that Klai Yisrael is going to do tshuva. It's not a mitzvah, vishav, you shall do it. It's that they will do it. So that's the push that the Minchas Chinuch has in the direction against the Ramban. Whereas Ramban learns vishav as a tzivui, the Rambam learns vishav as this is what's going to happen in the future. Vishavta ad Hashem alekecha. So, I saw a ha'ara, I think it was the name of the Mishnah Siyavitz, that the Minchas Chinuch's position that tshuva can't be a mitzvah, you ready for this, is muchrach, because the Rambam writes when he talks in Hilchos Tshuva about free will, that free will and mitzvahs go together, because it's not shaykh that you can have a mitzvah that a person is compelled to do. The whole point of mitzvah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you schar for doing the mitzvah, which means you have that free will to not do it. So mitzvahs have to lend themselves to free will. And if you don't have a choice to do something, so then that can't be a mitzvah. That's what he argues based on what the Rambam doesn't actually say that exactly, but that's what he argues based on the Rambam. Okay, if you are willing to accept that, which maybe you're not.
I don't see where he sees in the Rambam saying that you don't have free will to do
children. So he says, if there's a havtacha, that at the end of days, as the Rambam himself said, Kvar hivticha Torah, shesof yisrael lasa is tshuva, b'sof kalusa, and the Klai Yisrael has to do tshuva. At some point, then it's not up to Bechira.
The havtacha is more that without them doing tshuva, Mashiach's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, if you're talking about Mashiach, that means they must have done tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you have to do tshuva.
But they will.
Okay, so it's a matter of fact.
So then it's not up to Bechira anymore, it has to happen.
Eventually.
So your first thing you're going to say is, right, I thought you said this earlier, the first thing you say is, yeah, but that's only that generation, a lot of people that arrived before that. So he says, yeah, but come on, how could it be that one generation have a mitzvah, another generation won't have a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah for you, but it's a mitzvah for them, but they don't have a bechir, you have a bechir, it doesn't make any sense.
Then you can talk about mitzvah Yishev or any mitzvah that's totally in the land. It's all tshiva. It's mitzvah on every person to.
Yeah, but you could always leave.
Exactly.
So but here you have to do tshuva because it says they're going to do tshuva.
I can stand here and tell you that there's a ream load of mitzvahs that I can't do because I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. But if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you could do them. So it doesn't mean that it's not mitzvah on me.
No,
I have no here's
but here's worse than that. It's saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Anyway, so I'm saying this to bother you. It's a troubling sfer, but that's what he says. And also the other thing that bothers me is that is there a difference between Yechidim and Klal Yisrael? But the Yechidim make up Klal Yisrael, so obviously it's the Yechidim. How can you distinguish between Yechidim and Klal Yisrael at the same time? It's a tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Does that mean that every single person's going to do tshuva? It means Klal Yisrael's going to do tshuva. So that's definitely my pushback. It bothers me more. But in any case, I'm throwing that out just to bother you. Something to consider, something to think about it. Okay, now back to regular schedule program. So the Rambam says that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, and he says, Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ela B'tshuva. That's only the Gula is only going to happen through tshuva. So the Kesef Mishnah says something super sketch. Kesef Mishnah writes, Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ela B'tshuva, B'perak Yom HaKippurim, Gidoy L'tshuva Shemekarev Eses HaGula. Great tshuva because it brings closer the Gula. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Now, if I knew nothing of Shas, I would be like, okay, no problem. Great, got it. That tshuva is great. It brings closer the geula. I would be troubled because it says bring closer. It doesn't say it brings it. So the lashon of mekareves does still bother me. But okay, you know, I want to have a better marimakom, so it's fine with me. Interestingly enough, the Gemara itself, Amar Rav Yenison, gedol tshuva. We have the girsa. There are different girsas here. So mekareves, you see. But there's also a girsa shemevia es ha-geula. That's a little stronger. So it brings the geula. How would you know if to say it's mekarev or it brings? Shenemar uva l'tzion goyel. That the goyel will come to tzion. Ulishave pesha b'yakov. And to those who return from their averis amongst the yakov. Matam uva l'tzion goyel. Why is the goyel finally coming? Mishum l'shave pesha b'yakov. Because they did tshuva. So that's what the Gemara says. So uva letzion, that does sound like it's shemevia es
ha-geula. The last thing you just said.
Yeah.
Before this, you know, it bothered me.
I knew you wouldn't be able to get over it.
The haftacha is that the geula is going to come through tshuva. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the geula is going to come for you. You may not do tshuva, you may not survive, and you may not see the geula.
Personal versus klal, is what I was saying.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know why is that different.
That was my answer. That's what I answered. That's what I was thinking also.
I understand what the problem is
there. No, that's what I was saying. Meaning, so then it should be a mitzvah. How do you say that?
I don't understand how you're saying it's not a mitzvah. Again, I understand the mechus chibach.
Oh, so that's a separate shiur. But I was thinking along the same line. It seems like it's talking about the tzibur. It's not talking about the yechidim. Maybe it'll be yechidim or tshuvah. Why? Who says not? But the Kesef Mishnah, come on. Parsha shiur of Rami, it's a parsha shiur. So the
Rambam might call him
Yeah.
Mitzvah.
Good.
Didn't say
you
spoke about
Amru. Okay. But so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, on the one hand, the Kesef goes to Mekareves. It maybe even makes more sense to say the gears that we have, which is Mevia, because of Uva, Litzion Goyal, that what brings the Goyal is actually Tshuva. But that's the Kesef Mishnah's Mari Mokom. Marsha on the Gemara says, Gedol Tshuva Shem Mekareves Esa Geula, Devada Yesh Zman. The Geula. He seems to be bothered by something here. Certainly, he says, there's a time for the Geula. Avala tshuva mekareves lavoi. So he's going with the same gears that the Kesef Mishnah is working with. That even though there's some kind of time when the Geula is going to happen, but tshuva can be mekarev that time. Koidem zimana. As we all know, be'ita achi'ishena. At its time, I will make it come sooner. Or at its time, how do you make it come sooner? The answer is, it depends. Lizachu be'ita zachu achi'ishena.
There's a cutoff. You know, the question is if you were trying to hasten it or not.
Okay, so where does that come from? So on one, you'll say it comes from this pasuk. That's what the pasuk is saying. Be'ita achi'ishena. There are two ways from Mashiach to come. Be'ita at its time. And achi'ishena to make it come sooner. So the Turi Evan, and you know, the Soloveitchik kind of said along the same lines. I don't know if he was quoting Turi Evan, but that's one idea. V'ein yisal negalan el v'tshuva, kasav maran, shehu migamare di yuma, gedol tshuva makareves es ha-geula. That's the source that the Kesef Mishnah quotes for the Rambam. L'nius daiti, divi rabbeinu, hu migamare di chelek. It really comes from a different Gemara altogether. We'll see that in a second. The Tzuli Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, and actually is not coming from this Gemara at all. Lefianu's deity says, "Bevadi kishyavu zman agula, afim chas v'sharam lo yashuvu." So even when the time of gula comes, even if they don't do tshuva, dayoy lo avel, shiamid ve'evloy. We'll see that in a minute. So let's just go straight there. So take a look at the Gemara. This Gemara is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelek. So Chelek is all about Mashiach and what's going to be in the Mashiach and all those kinds of things. And is a very interesting Shulchan Aruch Tari. Amar Rav. Kalu kol hakitzen. All of the end times that Mashiach was supposed to come have passed. Ve'ein hadavar talui ela b'tshuva. And now Mashiach coming depends on tshuva. Or Ge'ula coming depends on tshuva. U'maisim tovim. U'shmuel Amar. Right? Famous Machlok Rav and Shmuel always argued. Shmuel Amar dayoy lo avel shiamoid be'evloy. It's enough for the mourner that he exists in his mourning. A very cryptic statement. So if you take a look right underneath the Gemara's Rashi, Rashi says, b'tshuva, depends on tshuva according to Rav, im kol yisrael chayzim b'tshuva, yavoy v'im lav lo yavoy. Rashi learns Rav very definitively, tshuva is what will bring the Geula, and if not, lo yavoy. Shia won't come. No, okay, so, okay.
Okay.
That's interesting. That is interesting. Rashi doesn't say kol yisrael. So what does Shmuel mean? Dayoy lo avel she'omid be'evloy. Dayoy lo hakadosh baruch hu she'omid kama yomim v'yaminoy achor. So the first pshat in Rashi is that it's enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exist for so long with his hand, so to speak, behind his back. Klemar im lo yasu tshuva. In other words, if Klasa doesn't do tshuva, einoy oimed be'evloy kol yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to sit there and forever. Elevad ekeitz ledavar. There's certainly going to be an end time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Ula anyway. Lishna Acharina, another way to look at it. Dayoy lo avel, dayan lo Yisrael tzar golos. Now the avel is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, now the avel is Klal Yisrael. It's enough for Klal Yisrael, the pain, like an avel, the pain of golos, afilu b'loy tshuva nigolin, but it's the same end point. That even without tshuva, they're going to be a geula. Okay, then the Gemara says, that machluk is Rav and Shmuel, is kitanoi, is machluk is tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, oi merim Yisrael, is in tshuva nigolin, vim lave nigolin. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva, they'll have geula, and if not, they won't have geula. So, okay, Rav, straight up, as Rav said. Amar list according to Rashi. Amar le, Rabbi Yeshua, im ein ois in tshuva ein nigolin. Really? Ela kadosh baruch hu ma'amila hen melech shegzeresav kashas kahaman v'Yisrael ois in tshuva v'machziran lamutav. Rather, kadosh baruch hu will stand up a king whose gzeres are as difficult as Haman's, and Yisrael will do tshuva, and then everything will go back to good. Turn and bring them back to good. Tanya Ida, another brayse says, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Yisrael, Isin Shuva Nigalin, Shenemar Shuvu Van Mishoivim, Mishuvu Seichem, Omer Yeshua, Vele Kornemar. So then the Gemara gets into a long discussion where there's a Shagavataria between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua over Psukim that indicate one way or the other. So what do you have here? You have Amoroim, Rav and Shmuel. Rav seems to say, Gula depends on Shuva, and if not, Rashi said there won't be Gula. Shmuel says, in one way or another, no, there will be a geula even without tshuva. The Gemara says, that's a machlokes tanoim, but the question is this parallel? Because on the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, if they don't do tshuva, then they won't have geula, sounds like that's Rav. But Shmuel said that there's going to be an end point. But Rabbi Yeshua said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to force their hand. That's not the same thing as an end point without tshuva. Right?
What's the difference?
Because endpoint of that tshuva means Klal Yisrael may be rotten, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, it's time to bring the geula anyway.
Well, the clock runs out.
The other way to look at it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Haman that makes Klal Yisrael do tshuva. So they did tshuva.
Again, that's what we did by Shmuel, that's what we did by Mitzrayim. In essence, what happened. Right?
Okay, but that's a different shot. But that's not what Shmuel sounded like, right? Did Shmuel say Hashem will force their hand? And all the psukim, the back and forth seems to be that there's going to be like a forcing of their hand. We'll take too long, go to the Gemara, but...
That's right, we told the others it's happening. The question is, you know, what the timing looks like.
No, but we said that the Bnei Israel on the 49th of the time, Hashem had to make Zeres, not Zeres,
Then 4/5 the clients won't disappear during Choshech. How would they obviously weren't screaming too loudly?
Once it would, or enabled. Okay. Same thing by Haman. Right? Haman happened right before the goal of Tobias Shane. And that was there. You bringing up someone like a Hummel. No. That was the original. Brought him up, and then...
And there was a response. There was a tshuva in response. Again, so it wasn't just that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the gula without any tshuva.
No, but slow down. Also over there, there was a havdaka that it would be 70 years. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram when the cutoff was, and he told Klal Yisrael when the cutoff was by in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni.
100%.
They could have stood around and did nothing, and it still would have happened.
Oh,
is that true?
I don't know. The reason why they had to have a Haman, the reason why they had to have a Paro, is because they Kodesh Baruch Hu was keeping to this time frame. We didn't do it on our own, and therefore he had to force our hand. But you needed the tshuva in order to do it.
Yet the clock started by Avram.
Doesn't matter. It could have done earlier.
But that's the question. Do you need tshuva to be that trigger or not?
It happened 210 years, not 400 years.
Yeah, because the calculations were run from another different starting point.
Okay.
Or unless you want to tell me that they suddenly, when they realized that they were getting out after 210 years, they started, okay, now we have to figure out how do we fit in the 400 years into this calculation, if it's only 210.
I think it's more because we sunk so low, we have to figure out how we...
So this is basically the point that the Marsha makes, without going through the whole Marsha, that he says, if you take a look at what's going on with Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, it does not seem exactly parallel to what Rabbi Shmuel said. Because they both seem to be agreeing that it does depend on tshuva. It's just that, is it the type of tshuva that is what the Rami would call this like tshuva me'ava type of thing? Or is it a tshuva that is being forced? Yeah, the tshuva that's being forced. They're being pushed into tshuva. So first thing, that's number one. Well, it's like a little bit of an interesting Gemara. So number two, the last line of the Gemara is that Moide Rabbi Eliezer. Bishasak Rabbi Eliezer. Usually shtika kahayda. So if a person is quiet and he doesn't respond, it usually means because he agrees. Okay, I have nothing left to say. You win. So if Rabbi Eliezer gives in to Rabbi Yeshua, so it should come out that even Rabbi Eliezer is being, okay, you're right. It does not going to require tshuva, even if, you know, there's a person, like a melech gets up and is xerus or as difficult as Haman's, and that causes the tshuva that also is good enough to bring the gula. That seems to be Rabbi Eliezer's agreeing to that. So, in general, right, what don't we know? What's the story when you have a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and anybody else? What happens with Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara in a couple of places, Nida and Zayin and Beis, and what is it, Shavshavs, Kuflam and Beis. So there you have this idea that Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. He's referred to as Shamuti. So Rashi and Shabbos has both Pshatim, and Nida is Machlok is Rashi Toisus. But Rashi and Shabbos, and Kuflam and Beis, has both Pshatim. That Shamuti means, number one, Shamta. Right, we're getting close to Atar, it's not darn. Le Shamta, v'le Orr. What's Shamta? Shamta is Chayrim. There's a Chayrim. So they put Rabbi Eliezer in Chayrim, or Shamuti means he's from Beis Shammai. I heard an amazing presentation from Rabbi Akiva Tetz one time. See, I don't know if it comes from Moshe Shapiro, wherever it's coming from, but he said that they're really one and the same. Because when was Rabbi Eliezer put in Chayrim? Tanur Shel Achnai. Remember the Tanur Shel Achnai? Remember Tanur Shel Achnai? Remember the story? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia was Nun Testament Beis or something. That's it. Well, so what? So the Gemara says that there was a certain oven. The oven was made out of pieces. So because of that, it was a whole big shaila about whether how was makabel tov, not makabel, was matami, everything that was in matami, everything that was in it. So Rabbi Eliezer held that everything that went in the oven is tahor, and the Chacham held that everything that went into the oven was tamei. So Rabbi Eliezer started giving all of his arguments that it's tahor, and they didn't hear any of his arguments, and they insisted it's tamei, 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 tamei. So then, of course, what does Rabbi Eliezer do? So he says, if I'm right, so what should happen? So he says, the tree should prove it. So the tree gets up and starts dancing, you know. So he says, if I'm, they said, we don't bring proof from carob trees. So he says, if I'm right, then the amas amayim, the water should prove it. The stream stops and starts flowing the other direction. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't bring proof from Amas Amayim. He says, if I'm true, if I'm right, the walls of the Beis HaMedrash should prove it. And the walls of the Beis HaMedrash start to collapse. So Rabbi Yeshua jumps up on his feet and he says, Talmid Chacham arguing in Halacha, what's your business? So they froze. Froze in midair. They didn't go back because Rabbi Yeshua told them to fall. But they couldn't fall because Rabbi Yeshua told them not to. So they stand floating in midair. So then Rabbi Yeshua says, if I'm right, Min HaShamayim Yechichu. They should say it, they should prove it, Min HaShamayim. And a baskel comes out and says, Halacha Kerebi Eliezer B'chol Makon. This square is a Tanashal, it's in Bamasia. Chol Makon. So that's when Rabbi Yeshua jumps up, and he says, doesn't make a difference that it's a baskol coming from Shemayim. That says Lachak Yerbi Lezer B'chol Mokayim, because Kfar Kasev V'Torah. What? Achir Rabbim Lahatois. They go by the majority. Lo B'Shamayim He, and therefore it's not B'Shamayim. We go by our vote. We go by what it says, and therefore we just don't understand what you're saying. We don't agree with you, and therefore we took our vote. We're done, and you know, that's that. So then the problem was that Rabbi Yelich was not willing to be maskim to them. He said, no, you're wrong. So they had no choice but to put him in some kind of chayrim. It's a huge issue, even in Rishonim already. What exactly, is it really a chayrim? Was it not really a chayrim? Whatever it is. But he was put in some kind of chayrim. That's what it means, shamta, that he was shamuti. That's one shot. Of course, remember they asked Eliyahu Navi, right? They asked Eliyahu Navi, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at that moment? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. My children have defeated me. Whatever that means. So, there are those that want to say that that was actually when the decision was made to not paskin like Beis Shammai. That when it says, Beis Hillel, Mokam Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Mokam Beis Hillel, Eino Mishnah, that what Beis Shammai says really doesn't, is not relevant. Goodbye, you're not even allowed to paskin like that. Rabbi Tarfon, remember Rabbi Tarfon? So he wanted to lie down when he said Shema. So at night time, he was to lie down, and he put himself in danger, and he told him, yeah, you should have been killed. You deserve to die, because you're passing on the Beis Shammai. We don't pass on the Beis Shammai ever, not allowed. So that is what some argue, that's when it happened, because the Gemara never says when such a thing happened. So that was with Rabbi Eliezer, because he was from Beis Shammai. So he was Shamuti, he was put into Chayrim, because he was from Beis Shammai. Why? How do those two things go together? If you take a look at the Maharal in Pirkei Avos, see, he has a whole mahalach that in all of those missions, when it gets to the zugos, as these pairs, there's always the Av Bezdin and the Nasi. Nasi and Av Bezdin. Because the Nasi, Hillel, Shammai. Shammai was the Av Bezdin. Hillel was the Nasi. That one represents Chesed and one represents Din. So as it gets expressed in Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, these are the two lines. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, you always have the line of Chesed and the line of Din. And at some point, which the argument would be that this was the point, yet that whole side of Sad HaTzmol, the Sad HaDin, was put into Chayrim at this point. We can't, that's not our Mahalach anymore. If memory serves, I have to find the track it down where it is again, but the Kiddush HaSlevi, the religious took in one place, I think it's when he explains the word Teku. Right, Teku means like let it stand, and some say it's an acronym for Tishbi, Hitari, it's Kushus Vabayas. So why did Eliyahu Navi? See, he says, because Eliyahu Navi knows the Hanhaga of Aretz, because Lo B'Shamayim He, and Eliyahu Navi never died. So he knows the Hanhaga of Aretz. So Mamela, he's the one that can answer all of these questions. And then it's when he says, just like, you know, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so we can't pass him like Beis Shammai, we have to pass him like Beis Hillel, because that's the Mahalach of Chesed or whatever. Fine, so be that as it may, so we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. So the question is, how's the Rambam passing? What did the Rambam say again? So if that's what you read, then that's Shita Rabbi Eliezer. But it's not so simple, because the Gemara seems to say Rabbi Yeshua holds that it will happen. How will it happen? The Gzera is Kasha Kehaman. So is that what the Rambam is saying? Kvar hivticha Torah shesof yisrael la'asayis tshuva b'sof galusan. Miad hem nigan shenemar v'yoki avoyo alecha kol advarim. Yeah, so what did he say?
So now, once Rabbi Lozer and Yeshua had this argument, that you can't pass on like Rabbi Lozer, you can't pass on like Shammai, so now Shmuel's going to come and pass on like that. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
So therefore, what are you going to do? So he's like, no, that's why Shmuel, maybe that's why Rabbi and Shmuel are a little bit different in the way they're, you know, like you said, they're not an exact parallel. They're both coming along when he's similar to Rabbi Lozer, in the sense that he's saying that, yeah, it'll come through Haman, through something like that, that will end up doing tshuva if we're not there on our own.
Right. So what's ultimately the machlokes here then? So what ultimately does it go back to? If these are going to be the two mahalchim, so what you have is Rabbi Eliezer versus Rabbi Yeshua, and really the machlokes is, what's the type of tshuva that's going to bring the gula? Is it the type of tshuva that is not being provoked by anything? Or it's even a tshuva that's being provoked by klalus, by teichacha, by whatever? That's also good enough to bring the geula. But in a chanami, it requires some kind of tshuva. So that may very well be exactly what Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua are arguing, always arguing about. So we take a look. These other Marim Kamis here. Am Reish Lakish, Gilichus, Zizornis Nasus, Chagar, the famous Gemara in Yuma that says that there's a stira in Reish Lakish. On the one hand, Reish Lakish said, Tshuva is great because things that were done on purpose become like Shoigig. But then he says, Reish Lakish, same Reish Lakish said, Gilichuva, Shizidornis Nasus, because Zichuyos, that a willful Avera becomes like a mitzvah. So how could it be? So of course the answer is, Kami Ava, Kami Yira. That if it's done out of Ava, so it can change an Avera into a mitzvah. And if it's done out of Yira, so then it just makes it into like a shogeg. So what does that mean for our purposes? It seems like the same kind of thing. A tshuva mi'ava means it's not provoked by anything. A tshuva mi'ira means there's a fear of something. So if Klal Yisrael are doing a tshuva mi'ira, so that's also good enough, says Rabbi Yeshua, to bring the geula. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua are constant. This is like the whole theme of their lives. Take a look in Rosh Hashanah, Yidam Ibiz. Tani Rabbi Elazar, Roimer. B'tishrei nivra olam, b'tishrei nodu avos, b'tishrei, b'tishrei, b'tishrei. Rabbi Elazar insists that everything's tishrei, tishrei, tishrei. Some things they agree upon. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, b'nisan nivra olam. It wasn't in tishrei, it was nisan, the world was created. But for our purposes, you take a look when the gula is going to come. Rabbi Eliezer holds b'tishrei asidin ligoel, and Rabbi Yeshua holds b'nisan nigaalu, b'nisan asidin ligoel. So what's the difference between tishrei and nisan? The tishrei is the month of Din. And Nisan is the month of Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, even though they totally didn't deserve it. It was a Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll say, what's the type of tshuva that's going to bring the Geula? Is it a tshuva that's Midin? What's a tshuva Midin? That Klal Yisrael does a tshuva Me'ava. There's such a tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything they did wrong turns into a mitzvah. So that's Midin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel than Midin. They changed everything. They changed the past. There's no more avers. But if Klal Yisrael only does a tshuva, meyira, so then that's a tshuva. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts mechesed. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua insists everything's nisa, 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 chesed, chesed, chesed. And Rabbi Eliezer, who he's saying, is tied in Beishamai and Shamuti. It goes back to Beishamai. So then he's holding din, 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 din. So according to that, what's the mahalach? What's good enough to bring the geula? So if the Rambam is saying that it's going to be brought about, even with someone, the Melech gets up, that Gezeirus of Kasha's Gaman, so then the Rambam is fastening like Rabbi Yeshua. And that would mean that even if it's a tshuva that's not so ay, but that's good enough to bring the Geula. I thought the Rambam says it's a little clearer somewhere. I have to track it down again. But that's what's mashma here, right? The only thing that you might want to argue is that the Rambam is just hedging his bets. Is that possible? And so, Rambam, you wanted to say originally that's bracha and klala. But what type of gula? Certainly is true that if it's bracha that's going to produce the tshuva, so then it's a tshuva mi'ava. It's a result of bracha. It's not something else. But if it's the result of klala, then chanami, even that's good enough. So the Rambam, I wouldn't say he's hedging, but they're both true. And the lashon of Rambam theoretically could lend itself to both. But he's not saying only Rabbi Eliezer. That's the bottom line. He's not saying that the only type of tshuva that'll do it is a tshuva mi'ava. He's saying that even if it's the result of so even that type of tshuva is enough ultimately to bring the geula.
More like Rav, I suppose.
Well, but at the end of the day, it's shmua because it's right, because it's whatever it takes. Not dependent on that type of tshuva.
So when we saying the complete opposite, though. Rav's saying like all the proper times have already passed. Now it's only on this, as opposed to saying that we should have gotten at that point. No. He's saying this is like Rav's saying all the right times really have passed, and now it's going to be totally on tshuva. Not that there's not the way that you would assume. It's like listen, you can bring mikar eves through tshuva, right? But if you're not mikar eves through tshuva, then there is a drop that day.
That's how so, we started. Why did you see
the exact opposite? I'm saying that the real dates have passed because we didn't do tshuva. Now it's We're just going to have to wait until that happens. Whether our Kachbar forced it on us or this and that. If you want to tie that in, that's fine. But what he's saying is that there really is no drop dead date according to the Beit Rav saying it.
And Shmuel? What's Shmuel saying?
Huh?
The problem is Shmuel. Because isn't Shmuel saying Shmuel, like Rabbi Yeshua?
Shmuel is saying more like Rabbi Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us at a specific time.
But as a result of Jehovah.
In a time.
Okay, that's all.
But,
so it just becomes the quality of tshuva. That's what it turns into.
Everyone agrees it's going to happen. The question is,
and with tshuva. So I will have to be honest with you. There is another girsa that changes everything in this Gemara, which is that if you say it's, so if we take a look at the girsa here, it says when it quotes the machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im Yisrael isin tshuva nigalin vimlav ein nigalin. Amar lei Rabbi Yehoshua. I put a question mark there, right? So the question is it, does it then say Amar Lei Rabbi Eliezer? So there's a Gerson Yerushalmi, Amar Lei Rabbi Eliezer, you're right. Elikash Baruch Mamil and Melech. So it's really Rabbi Eliezer that's saying that it's even a tshuva that's a result of Haman. Which would mean that Rabbi Yeshua is really saying that there's Stam and End Time. That Gersa fits much better into the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's not the Gersa we have in the Bible.
The way that Rashi is explaining...
If I was a betting man, I would say Rashi had the Gersa of the Yerushalmi.
The way that Rashi is explaining it, he's saying it's much more that Rabbi Shmuel, who's going with Machlokes Rav, is saying that, no, there's a drop dead date regardless of whether you do true or not.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. That's punched on the word.
Yeah.
That's what Rashi seems to say.
And Rabbi Lezer and Rav, if you want to tie it in this way, or Rav and Rabbi Eliezer, if not in that way, is saying that no, there is a drop. They can both agree that there's a drop that date. The question is that drop that date going to happen regardless or by itself, or is that drop that date going to be that okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put somebody up there to make us do tshuva in order to get there?
When you read Rashi, it sounds like Rav Shmuel was saying there is no tshuva; it's just a date.
Circle said, right, she has not come without tshuva.
No, that's not.
Yeah, but how do we paskin? So the Rambam is paskining that it takes tshuva. Ain Yisrael Nigal El B'tshuva. Well, that was part of this whole thing is that if you have this other girsa and you push Rashi, then it might come out that if you're going to say like this Rambam, if it requires tshuva, so then that's paskin like Rabbi Eliezer.
Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, which is a problem.
So if, I don't know, maybe it does at the end of the day, but you have to explain that. If you say the way that we have the Girsa and the Bavli, so then the Rama ends up paskening ultimately even like Rabbi Yeshua. It's just that the tshuva that's necessary becomes even a tshuva
mirror. I don't know where the Mechel is getting it. Okay.
That's the other issue. That's the other issue. I'll think of
it. No, but he's quoting the Pasuk of Bracha Klal. It's going to happen one way or the other.
Yeah.
The way I understood Bracha Klal from the first part, it makes sense according to the Rambam saying. I don't see any problems with it.
Yeah, it's just a question of that means at the end of the day. So that would be mafurish. That's where I'm. Those psukim, by the way, that the Rambam is quoting for that ein yisol nigal and elav b'tshuva, and they're gonna do tshuva, is from Parshas Nitzavim, which does not appear in that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Neither Rabbi Yeshua nor Rabbi Eliezer quotes that pasuk. Rambam quoted that pasuk, which is really interesting. So Rambam's saying that seemingly Pashim Shad in this week's parsha is that eventually, if Kalei Yisrael doesn't do a tshuva me'ava, then there's going to become a time.
Because what's going to happen?
Our hand will be pushed.
They say that this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't? No, it is. We have a tough
time. It's going to happen.
This is going to happen. Fine. So this is going to happen. Here's how it's going to happen. Now, that's the next question. Is it going to happen at a end of days type thing? This is it?
Yeah, that's what says. They're going to do tshuva. So if Kalei they're going to do tshuva. That's what Rambam says. They're going to do tshuva. I don't know. According to our Gersa, he's passing to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So it's just a question of Shmuel. How does Shmuel work with that? So maybe that's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant Rav was saying like Rabbi Eliezer. That becomes a problem. Why is Rav holding Rabbi Eliezer? Well, Rav Tanahu Palik. Okay, I don't know. But maybe it's his own Shita. But Tanahu Palik, he could say his own Shita. He can hold it. That's true. He's not holding Kazbe Shammai. That's my opinion. And Shmuel be saying Rabbi Yeshua, which make a lot of sense. So then Shmuel, when he says there's definitely a Kates Ladavar, he didn't mean there's a Kates Ladavar without tshuva. He meant the Kates will produce the tshuva. That's what he's saying. It's not what Rashi's saying. That's not what Rashi says. That to, if you want to learn, to put this all back together in the Gemara, so Rav says it requires tshuva to bring the geula, and Shmuel says, no, it doesn't.
You'll get the geula, but that won't...
But then Gemara says, that's a machlokes tanaim. But the machlokes tanaim is not tshuva or no tshuva. Machlokes tanaim is tshuva... Tshuva not provoked, or even a tshuva that's provoked. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say no tshuva. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says, kashas ki Haman. Haman's going to make them do tshuva. So if that's the machlokes tanoim, how does that become the machlokes amoraim? It's not parallel. Unless
so
you could go in.
Tshuva gula or gula tshuva?
What?
What?
I'm saying that either you're going to do tshuva and that's going to bring the gula,
mm-hmm.
or the gula is coming and when it does, that will induce you to do tshuva.
No.
Because kashas kehaman?
No. He's saying never.
Rabbi Yeshua says kashos kahaman. It's going to produce the gula because it's kashos kahaman.
So after the gula comes, we're going to do tshuva.
I'm saying, but who says that? That's not Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah, works for me.
You can't have a gula and then have people start to like do
tshuva. Yeah, people jump on the bandwagon
all the time. All right,
no, I don't just.
What do you say?
So according to the Rambam, so it's the machos like Rav and Yaakov and.
No. What?
It seems like the Rambam's going with the Rav.
Okay. What do you mean Yalkagam? Say Yalkagam, Rav and Shmuel. That's a Bayi Rav.
Bayi Rav, oh, I'm sorry.
Rav and Shmuel is Israel. Woman in Israel. I don't know how to go about that one. But here, it doesn't apply. So it's okay.
So one second, but Rav and Shmuel generally pass the mic. Or is it split?
What is it, Rav, Israel, Shmuel? Some of the Mammon, something like that? But here, I don't think it applies. Because what's the. It's neither one, right? But to read this chat in the Gemara, it would come out then that Shmuel means that Kates Ledever means that there's going to be an end time that their hand will be forced. But it doesn't mean without tshuva at all. Rashi says without tshuva at all. So Rashi seemingly has the girsa of the Yerushalmi. That's Amar Lei, Rabbi Eliezer, there's a response to Yoshua, to Rabbi Yoshua saying, no, I agree with you. If their hand is pushed into tshuva, that's also good enough. And Rabbi Yeshua holds mamish like Shmuel. They're saying the same thing, that there will be a future gula even without tshuva at all. That's the girsa of the Yerushalmi. And that seems to be the way the Rashi is learning. But the Rambam, unless he's passing like Rabbi Eliezer, if you insist the Rambam's not passing like Rabbi Eliezer, so then he's passing, then he reads the Gemara, the girsa that we have, and then he's passing like Rabbi Yehoshua, but then you have to make Shmuel mean that there's an end time, meaning tshuva will be forced. Hard to hold cup at my first game.
I was
going to
say that it's only the
right.